The first week is themed Family Heritage and Genealogy Week in honor of National French Canadian Heritage Day on October 4th. We've got a...
says the guy named Plord across the board. He's like, woohoo!
That's me. Yep.
We've got a concert, a folk group, Dentdelion, mm-hmm. is coming down from Quebec. And they're going to do a concert for us at the Reynolds Recital Hall on October 3rd. And then on the 4th, we've got a family history exchange night and folk dance going on at the Peter White Library. That's at 6 o'clock, and there will be, some tasty snacks from local vendors. I think we have pea soup and bread and some sweets are going to be there.
There goes the French Canadian guy
right.
But actually, this is really a cool idea, because I would have to say that the French Canadian population is very strong in the area, but we usually hear about the Finns, and we hear about the mm-hmm. Cornish, and we hear about the... This is actually really a great opportunity probably for a lot of folks to say, hey, well, we're proud to be here too.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and you can come, you can bring all the research you've done on your family and connect with the other French Canadian people around here. Exchange resources and maybe, I don't know, meet a long-lost relative or something.
So it's an opportunity to bring some things, and if other folks have maybe some history and that, you know, it's there with the idea of, hey, let's, you know, kind of show each other what we got. Maybe, who knows, we might find some connection way down the road we didn't even know existed.
Absolutely, and the archives will be there with a table to help people find different resources and tell people what kind of resources we've got at the archives.
Now, one of the other things going on is in the next week, and it shifts into a whole bunch of other things. Tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
Well, the second week is Women's Her Story Week. We've got a visiting researcher, Kathy Warnes, presenting her research on Julia Tibbetts, who was an environmental crusader in the Marquette area in the 1970s. She led the first major environmental lawsuit in Michigan. Mm-hmm. It was against the Upper Peninsula Generating Company's power plant in Marquette. And she actually lost, which is a downer. But what she did was she created a lot of awareness around here. And she started Superior Public Rights, Inc., which is an environmental crusader group.
So one of the key first people that actually started to do this kind of thing that is kind of familiar now, but she was one of the first pioneers of it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Absolutely. Great opportunity to find out more. Jamie Gansel with us this morning, the interim university archivist at the NMU Archives. We're talking about a series of events and activities that are coming up in the month of October. First 2 weeks we've covered here, but let's talk a little bit about the next 2 weeks. The third week has got a real environmental touch to it, I see from the schedule. What's happening with that?
Absolutely. It's UP Environment Week. We've got a visiting researcher, Camden Bird. He's working on his dissertation. He's coming up and he's going to speak on October 17th about schoolcraft and finding North, which is the title of his dissertation. He's going to be talking basically about schoolcraft's notes, what he wrote down when he first encountered the environment up here, mm-hmm. And what he was thinking. And for those who come to that presentation, you're going to get a real treat. You get a special preview of the Beaumier UP Heritage Center's next exhibit. That's also on the environment of the UP. It opens officially on October 26th, but if you come that night, you'll get a sneak preview.
It sounds like, in particular with this week, but with all of the weeks so far, it's also an opportunity to find out a little bit, like, for example, schoolcraft. We hear that as, you know, Schoolcraft County. We hear it in the UP, but mm-hmm. maybe people don't really know the reference of how those names came to be or who these people were or whatever. So that really seems like an underlying theme through the whole month as well.
Right, absolutely. Well, and there's a lot of names like that, you mm-hmm. know, names we hear here and there, you know, but mostly because there's a building named that, or there's a county or a town or something, and we'd really like to teach teach people why those names are there.
Also, the final week has to do with some recreational activities and a history of it. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, the National Intramural Recreational Sports Association is celebrating their 100th anniversary. So in honor of that, we wanted to do a history of recreation at Northern and talk about all the facilities we've had and some of the fun things that have gone on. So on October 24th, we're going to be presenting that research at the archives.
And you've got actually some dates with the NMU campus there that are kind of specific that maybe even some of us may remember.
Absolutely.
I bet I do, too.
I bet you do. Well, we actually found out, and I didn't know this before we started researching, the first gymnasium on campus was at the Peter White Science Hall. It was built in 1906. Mm-hmm. And actually, I didn't even know that there was a Peter White Science Hall
at any point. I've never heard of that in the context of NMU, no.
It was torn down many, many years ago. But yeah, that was the first gymnasium. And then, of course, we had Hedgecock. And the game room and bowling alley at the Don H. Bottom University Center. I'm sure you guys remember that.
I remember that actually, yes, yeah. Very well. Yes. And then a few other things with the PEEF and the Superior Dome, of course, and all of that. Mm-hmm. So a great opportunity across the board to pick up some real insight into some of the history of the university and the community.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what are the, first of all, I like for if people want to just come and check out the archives, where are you located and what is your website?
Well, you can go to our website at www.nmu.edu/archives. And if you want to come visit us, we're very friendly. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. We're closed from noon to 1 for lunch. And we're in the Learning Resources Center on campus. You can park in parking lot 11. There are guest spots there.
Okay. And come on down and check it out.
Absolutely. You don't need a reason. Just come on in and say, hey, I want to learn something, and we'll hook you up.